Save Ursa, Episode 8. You can do magic.
Good afternoon, dear listeners. We hope your Halloween has gotten off to a good start. In fact, we are now 5 hours away from our Halloween costume contest, and I've got a good joke for you. Hey, Gab, why don't mummies have friends?
I don't know. I'm terrible at this.
Because they're too wrapped up in themselves.
That was actually a good one this time, Jeremy.
Why, thank you. I've been working on it.
Wait, I have a joke for you.
Okay, go right ahead.
How do you fix a broken jack-o'-lantern?
I don't know. How?
With a pumpkin patch.
Anyway, we have a very interesting guest coming onto the show today. Her name is Dr. Elise Rocciolo, and she is a world-renowned expert and professor of religion and history at Columbia University. Her book, Into the Shadows, Uncovering Pagan Religions, is already a bestseller and very popular among academics and occult crowds alike. Please give a nice warm welcome to Dr. Elise Rocciolo.
Hello, I'm glad to be on the show. If I'd known that you both would be in costume, I would have come wearing mine. I have a wonderful costume planned for tonight. Freya, the Nordic goddess of love and battle, queen of the underworld and master of a shamanic magic known as Sidar. She rode a chariot driven by cats and had a cloak of falcon feathers that gave her the power to fly. She knew how to get around.
She sure sounds like a real witch.
Perhaps. And by the way, Jeremy, my name is pronounced Rocciolo.
My mistake, Professor Rocciolo.
When your aunt called and said you were hosting this creepathon at her station, I knew I had to be a part of it. I haven't seen your aunt since her days studying experimental dance and beach poetry at NYU.
Wait, she did what?
Wow, that's so cool.
Yes. It was a crazy time in Greenwich Village. Your aunt and I sure created quite the stir.
Okay, so back to Halloween. What can you tell us about the ancient origins of the spooky holiday?
Well, Jeremy, Halloween, as we know it today, can be traced back to the ancient celebration, Samhain, Festival of the Dead, or the Witch's New Year.
Huh, New Year? In October?
For the ancient Celts, their calendar year was quite different from our modern one. It was based around agriculture. It was divided into two halves. Beltane was the light half of the year, the beginning of the growing season. And Samhain marked the dark half of the year, the end of the harvest season and the coming of winter.
This interview is proving to be surprisingly educational.
I'm full of surprises. Let me tell you about the veil.
What veil?
Well, it was believed that Samhain was that special time of the year when the veil between the world of the living and the dead would grow thin, allowing the living to communicate with loved ones who had passed on.
Fascinating.
With the veil at its thinnest, those from the underworld could easily cross between the realms and enter our world. The Samhain rituals welcomed and honored deceased loved ones and thwarted off the evil spirits who meant to do them harm.
What were these rituals?
To make sure that their livestock did not die during the harsh winter. food and drink were often left as offerings for the spirits. Bonfires were also burned as a protective measure from evil.
What about trick-or-treating or other Halloween-y traditions?
Tricks and pranks were often played and blamed on the fairies and spirits. People also wore disguises to protect them from being kidnapped by the fairies and went door to door reciting verses in exchange for food. In the Middle Ages, it was called mumming. The Celts would also carve scary faces in turnips to ward off bad spirits. These were called neep lanterns. When the Irish began coming to America, they brought the tradition with them, with one significant change. Pumpkins became the preferred vegetable with a candle placed inside. Voila! The modern jack-o'-lantern.
It's so interesting how similar and different our modern-day Halloween is from Samhain?
You got that right, Geb. So let's carry the spirit of Samhain with us tonight. Maybe while you rifle through all that Halloween candy and keep an eye out for those otherworldly visitors from the Vale.
It's important to know that many still celebrate it.
Really?
Indeed. This is no archaic celebration. Many people across the world have kept Samhain alive to this very day. Wiccans, pagans, witches, and all kinds of subsets and niche groups.
Do you think they exist in our little town?
Most definitely.
Wow.
This is getting really interesting, but we're going to have to cut it short for a brief commercial break. We'll be right back to talk more with the professor, so make sure to tune in.
What's with all the noise, Mildred? You interrupted my beauteous sleep.
It's the full moon, and that means I have to make my special Bite No More smoothies for the boys. Not only loaded with vitamins, it does the job.
Well, I hope so. Three werewolves in one town is quite enough. After you finish, can you make your tasty shocktail shake for moi? It'll help me keep my stamina for the party tonight.
All right, after I finish this.
We're almost at Mildred's. Do you have your clothes for the party?
Yep, I brought my threads.
And I have my scissors and razor for touch-ups when we wolf out. Gotta look good for the party.
Here we are.
You know, guys, I am not a big fan of Mildred's smoothies.
Well, I like them. One drink stops me from biting my neighbors.
It doesn't matter if we like the drink or not. It keeps our families and community safe from the big bad wolves. Us!
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, boys. Is it hauling time again?
Hey, Monty. Find any roadkill lately?
I got a joke. That's a killer, John. Where do werewolves hate to shop?
I don't know. Where?
The flea market.
Monty. Ha ha. Very funny.
Hi, Mildred. How are you today?
Great, Brad. So many things to do in so little time.
Yeah, you must be real busy getting ready for the big night tonight.
You bet. We hope you'll like this year's Conjuring.
I'm sure we will. Are our special drinks ready?
All done. Here you go, boys. John?
Well, down the hatch.
George, here's yours.
Well, cheers to do.
And yours, Brad?
May the moon shine brightly and keep the beast at bay.
Hey, that wasn't half bad this time.
You're always complaining about it, so I thought I would try something new to sweeten it up.
Thanks, Mildred. You know, if it weren't for your magic potion, we'd just be a pack of hungry wolves.
Well, they're all growl. No bite now. My smoothie, Mildred.
I didn't forget. How delightful we have a full moon this Halloween. All the more powerful to make magic. Here you go, Nero. After this, we must prepare to meet with the coven at the old mansion.
We're near the halls. I'm afraid your friends, the witches, can go no further.
Why not?
Why? Only those from the other realms may enter.
Storm, Electra, thank you, lassies. I'll tell my grandfather all that you've done to help save the tree. He was wrong about this land. I couldn't have gone this far without you. I guess this is goodbye. Electra, I'm...
No, not goodbye, Duncan. Let's just say, see you later.
Good luck, Duncan. If you ever need us, you know where to find us.
Geezy will see to it that you get back to the surface safely.
Follow me, please.
Tell Vince I'm sorry I missed the party.
Duncan, I'm sorry your witchy friend had to leave, but this next step can only be you alone.
What is this next step?
You see, appearances can be deceiving. One would never know. This mountain, well, looking at this mountain, it has a long history, going way back, eons, they say. A quite destructive volcano, it was. Those from the other realm channeled together its massive power. This important... yes, to a magical one, hidden in its deepest cavern. We called this place the Hall of Mirrors. It has walls of the blackest obsidian. At one point, it was lava. Now, this glassy stone channels its power into the ability to see deep within those who enter. Lies will be seen for what they are. Only those with the truest hearts may be granted to pass through to the next stage.
I've got nothing to hide. I'm as honest as they come.
Just remember, dragon, yes? The halls will show you for who you truly are.
I'm ready.
Very well. This is where our paths diverge. Ah, Duncan. May strength and magic be on your side. Now I will say goodbye and bon chance, yes? You will know when the halls have sensed your presence.
Where are you going? Sensed my presence? Another sliding door.
Enter, my young dragon.
I was told I'd be tested. Are ye who will judge me?
Look around. These halls will show every fragment of what makes you, you.
I can't see anything.
Be patient, youngling. Your eyes will adjust, and you will see what the light cannot.
I can't see anything.
Step further into the hall.
I see a light. It's a ball of fire. It's getting larger and brighter. And I see the fire forming something. A shape. It's me. And surrounding me, my clan, they all look happy. And my grandfather, he's given me the amulet.
Duncan, your loyalty to your clan and to your friends is an immense strength.
All I see is fire, all around me. It's getting higher and glowing brighter. It's too high and feels too hot.
That same passion can also cause you to erupt. You have quite a temper, an explosive one at that. It may be your undoing.
What's this? Ah, it's me, next to Yggdrasil. And there's Elektra, and Storm, Vince, Mildred, and others I don't recognize. They're standing around me. They're looking at me.
You have the makings of a great warrior and a leader.
I see a long shadow creeping towards me. Now it's all dark. Everyone's gone. Where are they? It's only me. I look tiny in an immense darkness. What happened?
You believe that you alone must bear the weight of saving Yggdrasil. Let go of your pride. Accept help from friends and allies.
I understand.
Many who have entered these halls could not bear to see their true selves exposed. Your true commitment to saving Ursa makes you worthy. There is one more thing you must undertake. It will lead you to what you seek.
Another test? Are you joking?
Listen carefully, young one. Where the living must stand, the rest lie down. All over eternal stillness does resound. A lone angel hovers in the sky, guarded by a pair of hounds who cry. The otherworldly and light of night will open up to invite. You must step in to step down. Thus your journey will unwound. What you seek is down the stairs, but be ready and beware.
A riddle? Ah, I'm such a tube when it comes to solving them. I've passed all your other tests. Can't you just tell me the way for Yggdrasil?
It is your journey, Duncan.
Well, failing means you're still playing. So I'll take a crack at your riddle. And, thank you for your spiritual guidance. But could you at least show me the door?
What you will need most will always be right next to you, Duncan.
Okay, yet another riddle. Pure dead brilliant. Better find me witches.
Thank you for listening to Save Ursa. Written by the Brio team, directed by Margo Ataya. In order of appearance, this episode stars Nicholas Stavre as Jeremy Hamilton, Alexandra Sturm as Gabrielle Hart, Mega Zoshi as Professor Rushalo, Margo Ataya as Nero, Linda Doucette as Mildred, Brendan Mason as John, Daniel Larson as Brad, Don Daniels as George, Jake Crafts as Monty, Brian Hunt as Duncan, Jason Dorsey as Goblin Lord Stagdaz, Timothy Leahy as the voice in the cave. Sound design by Margo Ataya and Alexandra Sturm. Special shout out to New Path and WinCam. This program is supported in part by a grant from the Winchester Cultural Council, a local agency which is supported by the Mass Cultural Council, a state agency. Save Ursa is produced by Brio Integrated Theater. It is an all abilities production. If you're enjoying the adventure so far, let us know by leaving us a 5-star rating or review. This really helps us find new listeners. Discover exclusive content and sneak peeks on upcoming episodes by following us on Instagram and Facebook at Save Ursa. We'll be back next week to continue the adventure. Tune in to find your magic.